We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyball. The Harlan Cyclones off to a solid start this season. They're coming off a 9-22 campaign, and they've already won four games so far this year. They have a new head coach. Amber Brown is leading the Cyclone program this year, and she joins us here on KSOM. Coach, so far you went 1-2 at the ADM quad, and then at your own tournament this past weekend. You got three wins there, a couple losses. How are you feeling overall about your team's start of the season?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. The girls have, you know, they've persevered through some tough matches, but they've stayed really mentally tough, and they've really executed the things we've asked them to do. So I'm really proud of them. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, you've had to replace kind of your front line there and some other key players. I mean, Aubrey Schwieso is gone. Hope Preston gone. The setter Macy Mueller gone. Kensley Bruck is still on your roster, but she hasn't played so far. So let me ask you first about her. She was third on the team in kills a year ago. What's her status right now?
Yeah, actually, quick correction. Hope Preston is still on the roster.
Oh.
She's a senior this year. She's been pretty vital in our offense. But yeah, Kensley Brooke is currently injured. So we find out kind of this week what her status is. But she had an injury, I think, that she was battling kind of for the last year or so. And she finally had that fixed. So she's just recovering from that. So that's why she hasn't played yet. She's
okay.
Not cleared.
She has not been cleared yet. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll talk to somebody at Bound because they had her last year listed as a senior. So there you go. That was,
yeah.
So they seem to have a problem with classification for players sometimes, but,
yes.
But you got Hope back. So that's good. I mean, she's had 18 kills so far. Ellery Nelson, yes. 20 kills so far this year. You've had a couple of other players get involved on the offense. So how do you feel about how the offense and getting a number of different players involved there?
Yeah, I think our setters are doing a really, really good job of really spreading the offense and setting their hitters up for success. Our two setters this year have been working really hard to basically incorporate a new offense and just make sure that they're like both on the same page so the hitters don't see much of a difference when they do sub in and out and switch setters. So I think our offense is still kind of a work in progress, but I think it's making improvements every single day. So I'm excited about that.
So what have you seen from Hope coming back and Ellery, two seniors? What are their strengths up front?
Yeah, Hope is a great blocker. So she brings a lot to the table on that front. We've actually updated our rotation a couple of times to make sure she's matched up with a power hitter on the other side. So that's been really helpful. And then Ellery's really been working hard on some different shots, right? Both of them have. All of our hitters have really been trying to just mix it up a little bit and play a little smarter. We're a little undersized, so sometimes against bigger teams, you just got to outsmart them. So they've been working really hard at that, and I'm proud of the progress they've made.
So you mentioned a new offense this year. What was the offense they ran last year, and what new things have you instituted?
Yeah, well, not necessarily new offense, different from last year. New setters, that makes a big difference. They ran a 5-1 last year on Macy, and we're running a 6-2 this year on Kate and Taylor. And I think just running a 6-2 is something different for all the hitters, right? Trying to adjust to two new setters. But, yeah, we're just trying to speed up the tempo. Otherwise, it's the same kind of offense. We're trying to be a little more creative and a little quicker. And working with both setters to try to make that happen.
What do you like about what Caitlin Kesters and Taylor Hasey have done in that center spot?
They have both embraced the new, and they have both been really dedicated to giving their hitters what they need, right? They've been taking feedback from hitters, taking feedback from coaches, trying to be creative with really running the offense. And so I think I'm just proud that they've both kind of taken the team on their backs and really tried to make it their responsibility to run the offense, and they've done a great job so far. So I can't wait to see how much they progress after just this first weekend.
How about defensively? Who have been some of your leaders on the back line and overall defense?
Oh yeah, Carly Tornayton's our libero, and she's just quick and she's aggressive and she gets a lot of balls up. She reads really well. And then Avery Manns and Ellery Nelson, both are playing middle back, and they also both read really well. And Ellery uses her hands really well. So they've both been pretty vital. Our whole defense this year is a little bit more aggressive, I think, than last year. And so we're not letting nearly as many balls drop to the floor. So that's exciting.
You've had 38 aces so far in your first few matches. Addison Wicks leads with 11. Is that her primary strength, kind of a designated setter for you or designated server for you?
No, Addie is actually an outside hitter, so she's done some really good things in the front row as well. But, yeah, her serving has been very precise, right? So when I give her a zone to serve to, she's very accurate, and I think that has played a big role in her serve success so far.
What's it just been like just getting everybody to understand their roles and coming into a new situation for you as head coach?
You know, I was a little nervous and a little apprehensive that the girls would – you know, not be ready for new things, but they have all embraced it and been really great. So it has been a good experience so far. And I just cannot wait to see where these girls can go because I feel like they've learned so much already. And we've only played one weekend of volleyball and we have a couple months left to see what more we can learn and grow. So I'm just excited. They've been really great. The admin has been really great. The parents have been fabulous. It's been a really easy transition. So
tell me a little bit about yourself and your road to Harlan here as head coach and what you've done to lead you to this point.
Sure. I've been in Harlan. This is my fourth year in Harlan. And before that, I was in Omaha. I coached some club at Premier Nebraska. I coached a little college at College of St. Mary. And then before that, I coached at Millard South High School. It's been a journey, you know, just volleyball's always been a part of my life. And so getting to coach this Harlan program, I've always seen like the athletic potential in the gym. And it's just really fun to be able to capitalize on that and teach them so much about volleyball and to just share my passion and hopefully, you know, increase their passion and teach them how to have fun with volleyball all at the same time.
Yeah. Is this your first head coaching job or?
It is. It's my first head coaching job for high school. I did coach club as a head coach, but yes, right. As far as school ball is concerned, I was an assistant at College of St. Mary and at Millard South.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And so going forward now you got Dennis and Sleswick coming up on Thursday, it looks like. And then, some other matches straight ahead. Looks like you got a tournament in Glenwood coming up this weekend. What are you looking for this team to do to accomplish here as you go forward in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, obviously being our first conference match, we want to come out and we want to make a statement. I think we're going to watch some film today and we're going to make a game plan. And so I think the biggest thing for me and the girls have done a really good job so far is just, you know, having the game plan and executing it. We've been talking about playing with our brains a lot. And so just, you know, again, outsmarting the other team and scoring points in ways that are not necessarily, you know, jump high, swing hard, but just being smart about where we're placing the ball and allowing us to then jump high and swing hard to score points in both ways. So I'm just looking forward to the girls to keep growing in that. And, you know, they've been making their own game plan. They made their own game plan for our ADM quad and for this tournament, and they checked all of their items off the list. So I just look forward to more of that and, you know, more exciting competition. It's going to be fun.
Great. Well, a decent start so far, and hopefully it continues for you. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck on the volleyball court here as you go along. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Amber Brown, head coach for Harlan Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.